All right, welcome to the sunny side. My name is Constance Mega. How are you doing? It's Tuesday, yeah? The 18th day in the month of January. I mean, the month is really, really running.
Mm-hmm.
Running towards the end of the month. Okay, well, of course, you know how we roll on the sunny side. We get to have conversations that, of course, you can relate to or relate with, right? And today we'll be having a conversation on something that I'm sure will get you thinking. And then, of course, it's going to last till 1 p.m. Very short conversation we will be having today. This is the question. Would you accept if your debtor pays with stolen money? All right, let me rephrase. Would you take the money if the person who owes you money comes back to you to pay you back what they owe you, but the money they are paying with is stolen money? Yeah, I'm sure you wonder, okay, how come I know it's stolen money? How did I know? He just or she just gave me the money. How is it my business? Oh, well, you get to find out. All right, so this is how you know that the money is stolen. Maybe the person told you, yeah? I've not been able to really get this money, but I stole it. Or you got to find out from some other person that this money that this person has or this person has come to give you was actually stolen from somewhere. So the thing is, you have an idea. You know, you have the information that this money was stolen. So would you collect the money? And I mean, person is owing you, right? Like, what's your business if the person stole the money to pay you back, right? I mean, what if the one you even gave him was stolen? Okay. Now, the thing is, you are aware that this money that this person is giving you right now is stolen money. Does it matter? He's paying me back what he owes me. Or would you rather say, no, I'm not taking this money because I know you stole this money. So whenever you go do something legal and make money off of it, please do well to pay me back. Now, that's on one hand. And then on the other hand, I'm also asking, is it okay to maybe just mind your business when you are aware of a crime committed? It could be anything. Is it okay to mind your business? Because sometimes people get into trouble for just trying to do whistleblowing or trying to get justice for another person just because they are aware of something that was done to this person that was maybe a crime. They're trying to help out in some way. But then in this particular scenario right now, is it okay to just mind your business, collect the money and shush? Now, what if you know the person from whom this money was stolen? Would you still collect your money and live your life? Or would you try to do something about it? All right, it's the sunny side, and I would love to hear from you. The numbers to call are 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0002, and 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0003. Yes, you can also call 0817-923-0007. 0817-923-0007 and send messages via WhatsApp to 0809-030-6416. The sunny side, what's your name?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Constance Mega. Yeah, welcome to the sunny side. My name is Barry D. Giandom, a radio governor.
All right, Constance, welcome, Giandom.
Consign the money where they don't. None of my business, so let me tell you, Constance. Since the money is not property, none of my business. Waiting, I don't know, not gonna know me.
No, you already know.
The one that stole it?
You already know. What if you also know the person who actually owns the money that was stolen?
Since I already know the person who owns the money.
Yes.
I will still take my money. It's my money. Am I the one that stole it from the person?
Oh, wow.
It's my money. I'm not the one that stole it from the person. And the person, they owe me money, and I'm bringing me money to say, steal, take the money where they owe you. I go accept that, say, okay, now the money where the person they owe me, and I'm giving it. But that is a stolen money, not if it doesn't happen. I've taken my money.
Wow.
If they want to arrest you, arrest the person, not the media will arrest.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much for calling, Adam. So for him, it's more like he's giving me back the money he owes me. So whether he stole it, that's his business. Whichever way he got the money, that's his business. It's none of my business. But I'm also looking at, this person told you that this money they are giving you now, they had to steal it from whoever. And probably you also know this person who they stole from. Would you still go ahead to collect your money and act as though you heard nothing, seen nothing, life goes on? Or would you try to do something about it? Hello, you're welcome to the Sunny Side. What's your name?
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, please?
Yeah, I'm calling from Elisha.
All right, you're welcome. Please go on.
Yeah. From you, that money, now collect that money. If you like the money, you stole it from Shrine, sir, if I will collect it. As far as I borrowed the money and he wants to pay me back, I will collect it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. I'm still waiting for someone who has a different opinion. Okay. Please do well to call back if you can. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0002. And 0817-923-0003. Send messages via WhatsApp to 0809-030-6416. Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
My name is David. I'm calling from Port Harcourt.
All right, David. I'm listening.
And the simple truth is that, as the word of God says, that as you want others to do to you, do unto others too. For me, if eventually I found money and I know the owner, maybe when the incident happened, you understand, I must have heard that they stole from somebody whom I know. And eventually, I'm the lucky one that found that money.
No, no, no. You're saying something way different from what we are discussing. I'm saying somebody, you lent somebody money. Normally, Nigerians will say we borrowed somebody money. So you lent this person money, right? And the person is supposed to pay you back at a given time. And then the person comes back to pay you. And the person is paying you with money that they stole from somewhere or from someone that maybe you know. Would you accept the money? That's what I'm asking.
Why not? So far, he has paid me my money. Now, wow. No, the truth is that if it were to be you, will you refund that money back when you did not go to that person and stole from that person? The person that is paying me brought my money to me. Definitely, he has paid me, or she has paid me what he or he is owing me.
So what if you have a relationship with the person they stole from to pay you back?
What if I don't even know whether they stole from that person?
The question is actually about you knowing that the money was stolen.
Well, the only thing I know that somebody whom I borrowed money returned my money to me. You understand? So it will be easier for the person to make peace and stand against me that he owned me money or she owned me money and she has returned back my money, that she don't understand what I'm saying. If that person knows his onion, you understand, he will win me. Because the truth is, how do I know that that money he or she brought to me is a stolen money? That's another question.
All right, thank you very much for calling. Hello.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Compound.
All right, please go on.
Yeah, for me, he said, if I lend somebody money, And the person happened to go and stole somebody's money to pay back my money.
Mm.
Is that the question?
Yes, the person went to steal to pay you back. And
yeah,
you are aware.
For me, if I knew that the person went and stole the money to give it back to me, I would not collect it.
Why?
I will ask the person to return back that money where he stole it. And I will try to talk to the person. Possibly, if it is money that I should forego, I will let go. I will tell the person, but I will ensure that that person will come back that money.
So why would you go that length to ensure the person returns the money? Like,
yes.
It's more like it's none of your business.
Yeah.
You're getting back the money you lent him.
Yes. That, like, somewhere, I should try and disabuse the mind of that person that what the person is doing is wrong.
Mm.
That thing can lead the person to death. It can lead the person to prison. So I think I should be able to reorientate the person. That's why we are also against some ministries collecting money that we are looted as a tithe. You know, we will go against that. And why should somebody I knew very well that that money was stolen from those persons and bringing it to me? Why should I collect it?
Hmm.
Since I'm encouraging you to do more.
All right. Thank you very much. Thank you for calling. I am Braid. Hello?
Constance.
Hi.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
Okwando Obinet, my name.
All right. Please go on. So would you accept the money?
I will not accept.
Why not?
If I know that the person stole the money, I will not accept. As a matter of fact, I have a friend who is languishing in prison now.
Hmm.
For being in the position of something that was stolen somewhere else. So that one is that he's been known. But this one that I know, I will not collect. I will endure the money the person is owing me. That is my own.
So what if the person says, see, me, I'm giving you your money now. If you say you're not collecting, I'm not paying you again.
That one is the station of the devil. I will not collect.
The temptation of the devil. Okay, so now you say, since this money you're coming to give me, you're paying me back actually, is stolen. I'm not taking it. I'm not that kind of person. All right? So please return this money to whomever you stole it from. And then if I know the person that you stole the money from, return the money to this person you stole it from. I'm not collecting it. And then the person goes, ha! Yeah, I've paid you. You say you're not taking. God is my witness. I came with your money complete to give you, and you're saying you're not collecting. I will not pay you any other money if you don't take this one. So you're telling me you will still hold your ground and say no because you are aware that the money is stolen? Wow. Hello?
Hello?
Hello. Good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon. This is Emeka from Bhutan.
All right, Emeka, talk to me. What would you do?
Looking at the situation here, it just happens to be your business because you were aware of the source of the money. Because we get money every day, even though the source of the money. So what I would do is, I would take the money, and then I would report to the person who the guy or whoever stole the money.
Okay, Emeka, your line is actually breaking. Your line is breaking. Please do well to call me back if you can. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Costa.
Hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. My name is David.
All right, David, go on.
Thank you very much. I think borrowing someone's money has to do with relationship. Maybe you know the person or you know that this person can pay back this month.
Mm.
And you should also know what this person is doing.
Mm.
If I know that you're not doing anything and you come to me to borrow money from me, I won't borrow the money. Rather, I can see how much I can give you as dash. But if I borrow you money, knowing well that you are doing something, you have something doing, and you came back to tell me, and you're telling me that you stole it. My dear, I need my money. Maybe I'm under pressure. Maybe I have something to do with that money.
Yeah.
And I know that you are not like this. I say, what happened? How come you now go to steal? But I will collect the money first.
Okay. So after you've collected the money, then you start all this conversation.
Yes, I will now start counseling you that I don't know you like this. So how come you want to start doing Zimbola, we call it Akabo. So you shouldn't be doing this.
Okay, so what is the person? Side. All right, you've collected your money. That's good.
Yes.
So what is the person... What if the person tells you who they stole the money from, and you know this person they stole the money from, and you have a good relationship with the person they stole the money from?
This one is tough. I will steal all the money, but I will call the person and say, "Do the investigation. Are you suspecting anybody? If I..." To link this person to...
All right. Thank you so much for calling all the same. Okay, on Facebook, let's see what's happening there. Well, in case you don't know, you can get on to Facebook and join the conversation there. And that's Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. Get on there and join the conversation. Ozo Omaga Namani says... all right. So you're watching from Amagunze in Enugu State. Hi, good afternoon. All right. Return of Ume says it depends on how urgent the money is. Let me say the money is from my business source. I will not refund the money even if I know the owner or not. And then Sample Bright says, I don't really know if I can do anything about this situation. I mean, it's my money I'm collecting. Hello. After all, I didn't steal the money with him, so I might likely take the money. But if eventually I get a first-hand knowledge of where that money came from, I will collect my money first. Then I will inform the person whose money was stolen. Mr. A stole your money to pay me. But seriously though, it's my... Are you saying it's none of your business or it's your business really? Because you're saying here it's your business. All right, good afternoon to you. Harry Obi says, if someone owed me money and wants to pay me back but with the stolen money from someone I know for the fact that I know the money is stolen, and I also know the person that the money was stolen from. If I accept that money, I am also a thief because I know where the money is coming from to pay me back, which as a normal human being with the right senses, I am not supposed to accept it. If the money I gave the person coming to pay me back is a stolen money, then I will receive it. But what are you doing? Okay, but all the same, I think I get what you're saying. Thank you so much for your messages so far. Keep them coming. Let's see how many we can read before 1 o'clock. Okay, on WhatsApp. All right, who is this? Let's see. Good afternoon. For me, Omo, I go collect my money. Oh, nothing concern me how he get the money. Waiting I know be say I don't collect my money. Chickena. Gideon from Iguruta sent us that message. Okay, I'm still taking your calls as well. So I'm asking you to tell me if someone you lent money comes to pay you back, and then the person tells you, this money I'm giving you, I stole it all from whoever. Or however the person gets to explain to you that they stole that money, and they actually let you know who they stole it from. Or maybe they don't even tell you who they stole it from, but they eventually paint a picture and you get that they stole this money. Would you accept the money or not? Hello? Hello. I think something is wrong with this particular line. You will have to call back, please. 0817-923-0007. 0817-923-0007. Let's see if this person is here. Hello.
Hello, Constance Mega.
Hi, good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon. Hi, David, call back again.
All right, David.
See, Constant Mega, let's understand one thing on this discussion. I borrowed you money. Constant, if you are the person, you borrow somebody 20 million.
Oh, shit.
Oh. And the money was returned back to me. Maybe this money has been lingering. You understand? And you have been promising me. At the end of the day, I have the opportunity for the money to come back to me. And you say, because I know the owner where this person stole the money from, then I must lose my own money. I think the truth is that if God bless me more than that, I know I am richer than that. The truth is that with the type of human being I am, I may allow that guy, you understand, that we see. And for you to go as far as like this, you can go with this money. You understand? Because I know that what you have done now is not right. Just because you want to pay me back. If I know I'm richer than that money, that I can forego such a money. But my dear, if I am struggling too, you understand? I will collect my money.
Okay. Thank you for calling, David. Oyibogbaye Michael says, Constance, I will collect the money as it only represents the return of value to me. If I want, I will tell the one they stole from to recover his money from the thieves in question. Okay, someone says, the person seems like Dasuki Sambo to him. My sister, that is so simple. I pretend that I don't know where he got the money from and collect my money. It's not difficult. Please, let him be held for stealing money. All right. Thank you very much for your message there. What's your name? Marley from Transamadi says, how will I know if he or she is telling the truth? As for me, I will collect my money. I don't care about the story you are telling me, whether it's true or not. But if eventually I realize that it's true, I will expose you. But that will happen after I have collected my money. This is incredible. Oh, goodness me. Hello? Hello?
Yeah, my name is Richard.
All right, I'm listening. Please go on.
Okay. If I'm being owed and someone miraculously got money to pay me,
Honestly, hold on. This person did not miraculously get the money.
Because
he stole the money.
I was owed, but now I've been paid. So, I don't have any problem with where I got the money. I don't know if the person he stole the money from also stole the money from some other person. So, I won't get myself involved in all that. I'll just take my money.
Ah, interesting. Okay, now, I'm sure we know how the police would, if a matter comes up, they start interviewing people, everyone who is involved in one way or the other. You have a statement to write, right? And then they get to find out that, in fact, you were even aware that the money that was given to you was stolen. I'm sure you know you're going to be in some kind of trouble, right? Because it is what it is. Someone confessed to committing a crime to you. And you decided to turn the other eye because you felt like, it's none of my business. Give me my money and be going your going. If police get into the matter, do you think it's going to be about, after all, he has paid me my money, that's his business? I don't think it's going to be like that. I think you're going to be in trouble if you are aware that someone committed a crime and you even accepted proceeds from that crime. Because that's exactly what it is. You accepted money that the person stole. Okay, maybe I should, we'll just quickly look at the word aiding and abetting. And I was just reading through, and then I saw some other words. I'll just quickly tell you what they mean, though. But let me see this message. Good afternoon, Constance. I will take my money, and however he gets the money is not my concern. Because business is business. He might also be using that pattern to demoralize me, since I'm not the person that stole the money. Dom wokike. That one, Desha. Okay. Chijioke from Oyewo says, I will not take the money because it could backfire later and probably land me in prison. Instead of taking it, I would rather report him or her to the police and also inform the police about the money he owes me. This one says it's robbing Peter to pay Paul. Yeah, you know, that's more like it, seriously. Steal from this person to pay this other person. And some people are actually like that. Some people, what they do is they borrow money from somebody. They borrow from another person to pay the first person they borrowed money from. And they just keep borrowing everywhere to pay everybody, you know. Just crazy. Okay, so let me see. When it comes to aiding a crime, now anyone who intentionally helps someone else commit a crime is aiding. All right, so in this case, you did not intentionally help the person commit the crime. Person has committed the crime, so it is definitely not aiding a crime. So what is abetting? Abetting a crime means encouraging or supporting it. Now, that support can be active in the form of instigation. It can also be passive. If you know the offense is happening and are present for its commission, that is, you are there for it to happen, you can be liable for abetting. By knowing it is happening and doing nothing, it can support the offense. All right, this is getting a little bit closer. There's another word I'm looking for. Where are you now? The word should be accessory after the fact, right? Exactly. But let me see this one. Accessory after the fact. You know, when it comes to sometimes when people get into trouble and they land in courts, they start hearing things and they just don't understand what is happening, you know? Yeah. It's when you get close to some of them lawyers and then they will start start explaining to you what is playing out. Then you will now know how you got into trouble. Well, let's take this call while I'm trying to get this definition. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, what's your name, please? I'm having issues with this first line. It's really breaking. Can you please turn off your radio set first?
I'm out of my window already. I'm calling from the speaker.
Okay, so what did you say your name is?
Please, I will not collect the money from the person.
Why not?
We will look at it from the Bible angle. Sure.
Okay.
You know that this money was stolen. It is the same. Look at it from the angle of the law. You know that if finally it gets to the police hands, you are in trouble. And again, your conscience. Having somebody's money in your position wrongly would even bring more crisis to your family. It's wrong. In as much as the person is paying you, then the person will go. The way to use the business, you use the money with that person. You didn't save money. You understand? So that person must pay you with good source, from good source of money. Please. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Although I couldn't really get everything that she was saying, though. The line was kind of breaking. Someone is asking me to look up the word accomplice. It's not even accomplice. An accomplice is a person who helps another person commit a crime. So you did not help this person to commit a crime. I'm looking at another one here. Accessory after the fact. Now, some of the things to show that you are an accessory after the fact is that you acted as an accessory after the fact is that you know that a person committed a felony offense or maybe was facing felony charges, or that you knew that the person committed was charged with or was convicted of a felony, or maybe after the felony was committed or charged, you now hid or aided the person, and also you did so to help the person avoid arrest, trial, conviction, or punishment. I think this one gets really, really closer. I really think this one gets closer. Because our time was really, really short today, we would have had a lawyer to really explain what kind of trouble a person gets into in this kind of situation. But I think if you know, seriously, if you know someone has committed a crime and you also accepted proceeds from that crime, I think it's just two issues that you have going for you. You're just going to get into a big, big trouble. You should find out from people who maybe somehow they bought a phone or any gadget that was stolen. And the police got into the matter. It's not about, no, I bought it with my money. I did not steal it. Though. That's not what they're going to hear. because that's not what the situation is looking like. Apostle David from Uniport says, good afternoon, presenter. As for me, I will collect the money, then tell her to give her life to Christ. Tell her. It has to be her. Okay, we're not doing this right now. Don't mind me all the way, all the same. But hey, we have to go. Thank you so much. My name is Constance Mega. This is The Sunny Side. Don't go anywhere.